Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before we go around the NFL, we were just talking about the gestures in sports that you loved and or hated. Some ones that came in, and I thought about it before the segment, of course. In doing the segment, I got distracted and I didn't bring up the Texans ones specifically, where I power ranked these for me, okay?
Okay.
You got the J.J. Watt salute. Classic.
Right.
You've got the Arian Foster Namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you've got Brian Cushing doing a lasso. Am I forgetting one? Is that one that's coming through? Oh, yes.
In terms of gestures?
Yeah. You also have the saber.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. Antonio Smith?
Yes.
Yeah. What about this one? This one might rub people the wrong way. I'm not talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm talking about. Brandon Cooks.
That is
with
a wild
arrow.
Shot. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And there you get the touchdown, you do the bow and arrow.
What about the Rock Boys?
Oh, God. Oh, don't bring that up.
We was having fun, and you went and ruined it.
Who was in the Rock Boys again?
Oh, God, I don't want to remember.
Hey,
don't. Then
we
don't.
Here, Merciless. Hey,
no one is forcing you to
Whitney
do this.
It was Whitney Merciless.
Yeah.
It was, who was that guy? Jacob Martin.
Yeah.
Was it Covington?
How did you remember that? Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. Christian Covington.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was another guy. I forgot.
God, I hated the Rock Boys thing so much. God almighty.
They used to do the guitar.
Yeah. What are we? God. Oh, power rank? I'm going to go Namaste. That was iconic and unique and a badass player. I'll put that against the J.J. Watt.
The salute?
Yeah.
It is iconic.
Yeah.
Dare I say, at the risk of being booed off the stage, which is fine. That was in the era where I was very much with everybody else that was like, oh, here come Golden Boy again. Doing his salute.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because J.J. Watt, you know, he gave a little bit of that energy. But, of course, he produced, and I wouldn't say it to his face. that would be a bad thing to do. But, of course, J.J. Watt, incredible. Incredible human, incredible player, all of those things. Let's go around the NFL. And, of course, the wild – I mean, I guess it's not all that wild, man. People pass every day. However, it was really unexpected. It felt like it was out of nowhere. Right around, what about, like 6 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah.
We get the reporting that Indianapolis Colts owner, Jim Irsay, longtime older owner of the Colts, mind you, and kind of boisterous in some ways, complex is that what people say?
Renaissance
when
man.
When somebody passes and they got some good and they got some bad in here and we don't know what to say about all of it. He passed away at the age of 65. And can I be completely honest? Is this indeed a safe space?
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw the Adam Schefter reporting. And, of course, I don't say this to be insensitive, but just where I was in that moment. And we did not have any real information on what it actually was that caused him to pass. And I can't lie. My immediate thought was one of those complexities of Jim Irsay was, okay, so, like, the you know, the narcotics got to him or what have you. That was where I went to. And that is not fair, right? He went to rehab. He did all those things as well. But that was where my brain went. Ultimately, what we did find out, though, from a statement that the Indianapolis Colts put out, was that he passed peacefully in his sleep, which I guess, I mean, that is more, I guess, happier to hear about that. But 65 is not a, is not very old. And I think that myself and Figgy were talking about that yesterday.
Listen, I don't think that's unfair to think that. I think it's, you know, given his complexities, as you put it, I think he was, it's definitely something that you can consider. You know, they made a statement. I don't know, you know, statements can be made that are just sort of tempered from the reality.
And they ain't going to put out what really happened if it's something happened like that.
So I don't think that's
unfair. But I feel like if it was something like that, they probably wouldn't go so far as to say specifically that he passed peacefully to sleep, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Like, I think that that's one of those instances where you go, let's lie by omission rather than outright.
But here's
the thing. If that was indeed the case, is what I'm saying.
He passed in his sleep in the afternoon.
People sleep in the afternoon, Lopez.
I understand that. But it does add a layer to... Okay, in the middle of the day?
Well, his final tweet, which was probably somewhere like 8 hours before the at least we found out about him passing. Obviously, I don't know exactly when he passed. I don't got that kind of information.
Yeah.
But his final tweet was about the Pacers. Obviously, they played their game one of the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday. And, you know, obviously when you're a team owner in that city, typically those, you know, teams kind of try to support each other publicly. And that was what he was doing. So maybe he was getting a nap in before he went. And watch the basketball game or what have you. I don't know.
This could be the most, you know, innocent in a way, you know, easy. I don't even know what the right word is. You know, very direct. He passed
natural.
In his sleep. Natural. He just passed in sleep. But I don't think it's unfair to wonder. And we may get some more information on that. We may not. Who knows? It is something about Jim Irsay. I crossed paths with him occasionally back in the day. Really, when he wasn't even officially the owner sometimes, too.
When he was still, like a general manager or what have you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, second-generation team owner, and he at one point became the youngest general manager at the age of 24,
24.
And
yeah.
the youngest league team owner in the league at 37 when he did.
And so there is an aspect of this, as much as you want to be sensitive and, you know, rest in peace, and, you know, the accolades coming in from him, from his former players, are really, really outstanding. I think they say a lot about the guy with all his complexities, with all his demons. He was an unvarnished character that players loved, like absolutely loved that guy. So that says a lot about him as a person. But then there's this, which I don't think is insensitive as well. What now? You know, what now with the Indianapolis Colts? Ownership is going to be passed to his three daughters. And that's by his wishes before he passed. And, one of them, Carly Irsay Gordon is going to be the voting member of the daughters. Anytime there's a change at the very, very top, I mean, things tend to be done differently. And is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does Chris Ballard, you know, cause Jim Irsay was very active in football. You know, in the actual football operation.
If you remember, that's part of what happened in that weird time where you ended up with Jeff Saturday finishing out a season as a coach coming from the TV booth to do this, right? Mm-hmm. He has been very, perplexing in some ways in that way. So, I mean, I think Figgy asked last night because, again, we were in the same place, about the same place when we heard this.
Yeah.
And one of the things you asked was just like, what does this mean for Chris Ballard? And I don't have a good answer for that.
Go ahead.
See, that's the first thing I thought about because I kind of brought it to here when Bob Minaire passed away. I know 100%. He wasn't really running the team per se during his last moments, but that kind of kept Bill O'Brien around a little longer, right?
It sure did. It absolutely did. And I think it could go in either direction for Chris Ballard. With new ownership, you know, the sisters in charge, they may say, hey, let's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, he might be might be family at this point where they say, you know what, my dad really liked him.
Or,
so we going to give him a little more of a chance. Or it could be the total opposite.
No, or they don't want to come in and just like immediately change everything.
Sure.
They might want to just say, all right, let's see how it plays out or whatever. I think there's some legitimate questions about the Colts and their operation.
Yeah, and not to mention they haven't been good the last couple years.
Well, don't worry about that. There's people who have been doing their projections that apparently have the Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South.
Oh, so he's safe then. If that's the case, he's safe.
I think you should fairly ask, will there be as many shoot-from-the-hip decisions? Because that's what Jim Irsay did.
100%.
He shot from the hip. Are his daughters going to maybe defer? Is Chris Ballard going to be a little bit more, just regimented in how he does things, disciplined in how he does things? It's going to change the operation. And I think that's something that the entire AFC South you know, it's going to feel.
Yeah, the one more thing that I probably thought of with Jim Irsay, actually one of the first things I thought about was just how boisterous he is as a personality. Like, he said some things that have gotten him in hot water, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
Tweeted some things.
He, oh boy.
He was on Twitter.
I'm not going to lie. Right? Obviously, like, God bless the dead and all that. But there was people that got on social media digging up them old tweets. And I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I was reading them. But one of the things that I think that he also, like, I'm interested how the other team owners will miss him. Because I think he served a very interesting role within the team, like team ownership, right? Mm-hmm. Like that is a club in a way. Some people call it a boys club or what have you. Like that is a club in a way. They're very selective of who they let in. And I think that everybody kind of finds various roles. And for Jim Irsay, I think one of the things that he would do is say the thing that didn't nobody else feel like saying.
Right.
Like he was like, well, I'll say it. I'll be the person who says it. Because he had that kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, does that fall to someone else? How do the owners kind of manage that? Because I do think that he operated in that space, and they kind of needed that, especially to maintain a level of stasis in the way that, like, the league team owners represent themselves to the public.
I think it's going to affect everything from what we just talked about in just terms of shoot from the hip decisions, et cetera, to the draft. I think it's going to affect the draft. I think it's going to affect, how they just operate as an organization. Will some of the decision-making, you know, just day-to-day operations be different? It's hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, he was – I think I saw a story about, him standing strong on the decision to draft Peyton Manning in 1998 when there was a little bit of wiggle and waver in that room. He was like, no, it's the guy, which, of course, I imagine there's a look here in Houston where they, hey, you might have thought about drafting somebody else there, buddy. But obviously, rest in peace to Jim Irsay, passed away at the age of 65, which also – not being a little bit open here, 65 ain't that old, and that made me start thinking about my mom. And
oh sure,
yeah, that kind of I was telling Reggie yesterday. I'm like, man, my dad is 68.
Yeah,
I'm like, he was younger than my dad.
Yeah, remember when we had that discussion? I think it brought up the question because there was a 74 year old guy that I knew, and somebody posted "gone too soon," and I thought, is gone too soon at 74? I think we landed on 65. 65 is the limit.
Line of demarcation.
Yeah, 65 is the limit.
All right.
You're gone too soon up until 65.
From the 713, Jack Easterby going to slide in. Let him.
Let him. Yeah.
I think, you know what? View this as a letter of recommendation, Colts. I think Jack Easterby would be great for your program. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'd help things out. Go ahead and do that. That's exactly what you need. You just need a prayerful man to guide Anthony Richardson through this tumultuous early times, and I'm sure that it'll pan out. Just do that. Some other things around the NFL. Hard Knocks, the HBO documentary series that is a staple of getting ready for the NFL season and now watching the NFL season as well. It will go for the first time to Buffalo for the training camp. So we'll get the Buffalo Bills featured in training camp, which, are you excited for this? Because I feel like there's one person in particular who I can't wait to see, even though we don't typically do this, is like the higher level players.
I think who you're thinking of.
Being focal points, it's usually kind of those guys on the perimeter that possibly are fighting for any roster spot.
Yeah.
He is a young guy. He plays wide receiver.
Oh.
His name is Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I want to get at least one episode where the Keon Coleman gets out here and has and gets to show off his eccentricities, as they call them.
I'm kind of more excited about the NFC East, the in division.
Yes.
Yeah,
that in-division. Is the other one, is that we found out that the in division, and this is just, I mean,
that's going to be cool.
This is just easy money.
Oh, it's just layups everywhere. Every team is a layup.
Because you have the Dallas Cowboys who just, they are media darlings to much everybody's chagrin, but they still exist there, so they end up being central. The Philadelphia Eagles who just won a Super Bowl. So
push.
What? Yeah, seeing
much they work on it. Oh, no, we're going to see all that.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of, right? And I know Liam Shriver, who is the voice of it, does not write this himself, but I'm going to cringe so damn hard at the first tush-push pun that they make. Because, it's just the whole script. Like, they're like, hey, what am I seeing on screen, and how do I make a pun out of this?
Yeah.
And the tush-push pun is going to, I might throw my TV, I throw my remote through my TV. I'm telling you for certain. I might do it.
But it's all gold.
But you got those guys.
Giants. Commanders.
I was like, Giants.
Jameis Winston.
But I guess, the quarterbacks there might make that interesting, seeing what that level
of. It's gold, man.
The Commanders is also a very interesting one. What happens for year two of that experiment where they
brought
in a
little Laramie Tunsil?
Oh, yeah.
Or will he be there?
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Well, it's in season.
Yeah.
At that point,
oh, in season. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, okay. I was about to say, training camp, he might just pop up.
He's going
to
be on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, he does indeed have to. And finally, I'll leave you with this around the NFL. Aaron Rodgers has given us a reason as to why he is delayed signing with the Steelers.
Okay.
Sounds like you really want to hear it. All right, here you go. This is a quote that, of course, he gave to the Pat McAfee Show because they are the exclusive home of Aaron Rodgers talking. Quote, I'm in a serious relationship. I have off-the-field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I've made. I have a couple people in my inner circle who are battling some difficult stuff, so I have a lot of things that are taking my attention. Because the conversations have been had, there's no more contemplation. I'm taking care of my people right now, and I'm taking care of my personal life responsibilities, and I'm keeping the conversation open as well.
That's called life. And there are how many players in the NFL? A lot of them have very similar things going on in their lives.
But not all of them are Aaron Rodgers.
Not all of them are Aaron Rodgers.
Not all of them are Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So I'm guessing you're not buying that. It's not good for you.
Sell.
All right. I don't think that was what
we're... That's okay. A tease, baby.
Is it? All right. There you go. That's around the NFL here in Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. From the 281, is it true Duane Brown is the O-line coach for the Texans? It is not. The O-line coach for the Texans is, I was about to say Chris Stroster. He was the O-line coach. Mm-hmm. Cole Popovich, who stepped up from being the assistant O-line coach last season. All right. You're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. We know what the Texans' schedule is. We now actually have like preliminary betting lines on the schedule for whatever that is worth. What are your biggest worries, and what is your what do you have the most confidence on when it comes to these games on the 2025 Texans schedule? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right.
Now we've gotten the chance to sit with, digest the Texans 2025 schedule, all the NFL schedule, to be honest. It's been a week. What's the biggest worry, where do you find the most confidence within the 2025 Texans schedule? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, we can go through some of these big, close games, et cetera. But I was kind of thinking about this because ESPN released a win probability for every team for every game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. Do you want to go with every game that the Texans have more than a 50% projection to win? Because some of them are like 51, 53, et cetera, or more than 60 to talk about where they think the Texans will land.
Well, I'm interested in how many games they even have the Texans as the
just
team that is a favorite in a way, right? I know that I was looking at the betting odds on a lot of these games, and the Texans, I think they're favored in mm-hmm. 9 games as of this point. Yeah. I don't know how much I lean into that in this moment because there's still a lot to be seen about what these teams actually are by the time that we start playing football in September. But I mean, just the idea that they're only favored in 9 at this point, how do you feel about that? Because it makes sense to some degree because they have questions themselves that I've been very vocal about. We'll talk more about that in this program as well. How do you feel about the idea that they were favored in 9 of these?
Well, it ties in with what I was looking at with ESPN.
Let's go for it.
9 is not exactly, it's not exactly encouraging in terms of you've gone 10-7 and won the division and, you know, played at home on a Saturday afternoon. So here's the thing. If you're counting win probability over 50%, now keep in mind that includes a 51% win probability against Tampa Bay at home.
Just win, baby.
Yeah. 54 against the Chargers, 55 against the Broncos. Anything over 50%, 13 games. Figgy, that's what'd you predict?
Okay, 12? So yeah, Figgy's got him at 13-4, and then there we go. Moving
on. Ashley 12-5.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Give him a little bit of wiggle room. You know, you got to be reasonable with these things.
So
you know?
If you're just going by over 50%, they have more than a 50% today win probability in 13 games. Now, I kind of was looking at 60% because that means, okay, they really feel like they really feel like you're going to win.
Okay, and where are you at that point?
8.
Ooh, okay.
8. At the LA Rams, and it kind of got me thinking about what we're talking about. At LA Rams, 48%.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that was one of those 60s because I would not view that at all. That's one of the games that once we started getting leaks or releases on mm-hmm. the schedule last week, I was like, ugh, didn't want to see that. I was hoping to get a game like that against the Rams, a good team, a team that has some real talent when you talk about quarterback, mm-hmm. Play caller synergy, you talk about real weapons. Obviously, defensively, I'm not as worried, but then also a pass rush that's going to really test the weak spot of your team that you're just putting together and hoping mm-hmm. that continuity and a level of cohesion mm-hmm. will help. Well, week one, how much cohesion do you have, especially with the shortened preseason, rather? That's one of those ones that I would probably have the most. It's one of my biggest worries, in fact, early on.
Of the 8 games that have more than a 60% chance of win probability, 5 are in the division. That's what I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's what the division is, though. We were all in that place.
Here we go again.
But that does bring up here from the 3-4-6, their biggest worry is that the Jags figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
Because, I mean, that is an offense with Liam Cohen, or at least offensive mm-hmm. play caller. He did some really good things there in Tampa mm-hmm. once Canales left mm-hmm. there for the job in Carolina. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of those things. You go, Dave Canales leaves, you go, ooh, are they going to be able to do that? And yes, mm-hmm. they continued to be able to do that. Will he be able to carry some of those modern, newer thought process, especially having the synergy mm-hmm. with a GM that is willing to have him do that, the Magnificent Gladstone, is willing to give him the things that he wants, leaning towards the offense. Will he find some answers there?
Yeah.
I mean, I still lean towards no, right? Like, we've seen Trevor Lawrence have his struggles. It's still a brand new offense and all those things. But I'm not in a place where I'm turning a blind eye to the possibility that the Jaguars could find some level of additional life that they weren't able to find with the somewhat dysfunction that was coming in with Doug Peterson.
So highest win probability and lowest win probability. I know you're thinking that. You want to start with the highest or the lowest?
Give me the gimme. What's the highest win possibility for the Texans at this point?
The top three are Las Vegas Raiders, 73%.
In week 16, damn, huh?
In week 16.
Okay.
Jacksonville at home, 71%. And Tennessee at home, 75%. So, again, two division teams.
And the Jacksonville at home would be 10. And then you said Tennessee at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is – that one's one of the earlier games now, isn't it? That's week four.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay.
So, lowest probability, I think we probably know the answers. The absolute lowest is at Baltimore Ravens. They're giving them a 20% chance to win that game. And then, of course, the other one that's relatively low, but not that low, at Buffalo Bills, 41% chance to win. At the Chiefs, 42. Those are the lowest three.
When you said the Buffalo Bills coming here, week 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo Bills coming here, yeah.
No, that's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested that they also view that with the with the Raiders week 16, because those are the ones where, I mean, I think the Raiders are going to be pretty good, a better team, rather. I think that Geno Smith is a better quarterback. I think that one of the things that, I don't know that they're going to be a great team by any stretch, but one of the things that Pete Carroll does is he stabilizes things. Yeah. He does normalize things. And I think, like, weren't we, remember that time we were all clamoring, or maybe not all of us, but a lot of us were clamoring for the idea of Chip Kelly being the offensive
coordinator? Yeah,
That's an expensive offensive coordinator, too, man.
Like, that is, they pay good money. I think that they're, Chip Kelly's going to be given the leeway to run an offense. Mm-hmm. We still don't know what that will look like at this level in the NFL again, coming back up. Mm-hmm. But I think he's been given an adequate amount of weapons where I go, that could come together. Yeah. And you give him the full season to find that.
Yeah.
I don't think that is as big of a given as is said there. But, you know, hopefully at that point also for the Texans, if your offensive line is clicking and in the ways that you hope and your defense is what your defense is, that you probably do have a decent shot there.
Yeah.
But yes, okay, so coming back to the original question.
That's what I was going to go next. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's start with the opener. You have only a 40, I say only, I mean, it's kind of 50-50. You have a 48% chance of winning against the Rams in L.A. What's your biggest worry or biggest confidence that you will lose or you could win that game?
I mean, the worry is very front and center. Mm-hmm. It's the offensive line coming out week one. Out of training camp, you're probably going to have a little bit of moving around during training camp unless five guys establish themselves very early on, because the whole conversation is we're going to find the first five or the best five. And I don't know that immediately jumps out necessarily. And if you're taking time, that even cuts down the time even more, the idea of getting those guys cohesive.
Yeah.
Week ones haven't looked great in this NFL, in this, you know, three pregame or preseason game era and the 17 game era.
Yeah.
You need to be, when you play the Rams, I feel like you want to be hitting on all cylinders. You're on the road. It's a lot of things that I think scheduled wise are not an advantage for you. I think the ultimate thing that gives me a level of confidence, what is the Los Angeles Rams strength? Their play calling, the confidence that they have in the quarterback. Mm-hmm. What is the Texans strength? It is absolutely without question the defense and a defensive secondary that you have not only, I don't know, you've made stronger at the top end because you had CJ Gardner-Johnson instead of like Eric Murray, who ended up playing a lot of snaps there or what have you. Even I might argue that CJ Gardner-Johnson at this point might be better than Jimmy Ward at the point that he is in his career. Like, just considering those things.
Yeah.
So I think you took up the higher end of this, but then also you bring up the bottom end, right? We didn't talk about this at all yet, but they bring back and of course, as I'm getting there, it's and Miles Bryant, right? Mm-hmm. The cornerback who, he took a nice, he gave you a little bit of a good play at that nickelback position that Jalen Petrie had, you know, when you needed to jump in there. Like, that gives you a little bit of confidence there. You bring in Ronald Darby. You bring in, you bring back, rather, D'Angelo Ross. You have depth there in a place where I feel comfortable about if those guys have to spare somebody that you have that there. And then we know what the top end is. So I feel very good about the entirety of this defense going up against that strength of the Rams, even as they add Davante Adams to Puka Nacua. Like, I feel good about being able to neutralize that, and then all of it is just, what is the offense able to do?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know what kind of gives me confidence? If I had, like, you have to pick one. What's going to, you know, what gives you worry? We just established that, and I agree with Reggie. But you know what kind of gives me confidence is, yes, Nick Caley is going to be important in this game. But he's going to be important for the Texans' defense, too. He's been in every meeting with McVay, every game plan, everything
that's
offensively, that he knows how what Nick Caley likes to attack. He knows what Nick Caley likes. I mean, excuse me, Sean McVay likes to attack. What Sean McVay likes, to do offensively, how he prepares for an opener, and all that other stuff. And it happens all the time. Hey, I'm going to walk over to the defensive room for a little bit and see if we can help them a little bit. You know, what about a couple of other games here before we get out of here?
We might need to circle back around to this a little bit later as well, because I feel like there's more games in here that I want to kind of examine at a deeper level.
Well, the big coin flip games, and I'm not even going to count the Ravens. They got a 20% chance of to win. I don't think anybody.
We could just skip.
So you don't have any confidence in there?
Okay, let's do it. What would give you confidence for them to go into?
Oh, I didn't ask you. I wasn't asking you to do that. I would love to tell you that I have the answer here for you. In thinking about it, I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at this. That is a really tough game. Like, I just don't. That's a really tough game. I have a lot of respect for what they do, both offensively and defensively. Yeah, I don't really have a great answer for you.
Yeah, my confidence would probably be maybe hopefully the defense can hold them to something, man.
Yeah.
Make the game a little nasty.
I was thinking the Bills game. That could be a kind of a just later in the year. They only give you a 41% chance of winning. What would give you confidence to win that game? Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing that you then also lean into, right, of the teams, of those kind of high AFC teams that you're playing this season, that's the one you're playing at home, and you wonder if year over year you're going to get that same home field advantage type feel that you got against opposing quarterbacks at NRG, which is they just looked, not on their game.
They killed them.
The Bills were one of those teams, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Josh Allen just looked a little bit off in that game, and so I think that's one of the things that you can hope for in this circumstance, is that Josh Allen, coming off an MVP season, in that MVP season, looked a little frazzled. As you make this defense better, as this defense has another year, as you also remember, you played them early. That was week 5, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That is 5 weeks in for Kamari Lassiter. That's 5 weeks in for Kalen Bullock. Those guys have a whole nother season and a half at that point by the time you face them,
yeah,
of football under their belt. Does that then change the, or does that make that even more difficult for Josh Allen, who we understand we expect to be a very good quarterback, but in that, in those parameters with these guys, can you make it even more difficult on them? Yeah. I think that that would be the thing that I look for as an advantage. Yeah, we'll definitely circle back around because I want to dig deeper into some more of these games. Probably do that at 1 o'clock here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, let's get into what is popping here, including who the MVP has happened.
You're laughing.
In the NBA. we'll talk about that. But then also today we should actually be getting the all defensive teams. Will Amen Thompson make it? We'll talk about that more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in loop on Sports Radio 610. One of the really interesting things that came out yesterday, maybe not one of the big deals, as there was, you know, a team owner passing and there was a couple of crazy comebacks in the world of sports, but just kind of a general news item that we've kind of been following with the Texans, but then, you know, we get a little bit more information on that, pushes us a little bit further towards, you know, some developments that we had hypothesized on. The Houston Chronicle, Jonathan Alexander, Danielle Lerner kind of both have, you know, bylines on this. Apparently, the Texans continuing to look when it comes to their potential headquarters outside of NRG Stadium to make to, so that they could, you know, move out of being one of only four teams in the National Football League that have their headquarters stationed inside their stadium. They also, there's a nugget in there that tells us that at least two entities in the greater Houston area are trying to entice the Texans to build a headquarters and entertainment district within their county lines, which would be outside, of course. Or no, Harris County is one of them. Yeah. Right? So Harris County is fighting hard. In reading this article, I was trying to find a little clarity. In my reading of it, it does seem like one of the things that Harris County is trying to do is to get them to do like the separate headquarters, but still in the NRG Park area.
Yeah.
Is that how you kind of saw it?
That's part of it. This is a quite interesting development here. Look, as soon as this thing started to float around and we got the new president of the Texans, we were talking about it. You know, they're doing it the right way with the whole, hey, we want to remodel, renovate, whatever. Even though in the backs of their minds, you know, they're thinking about a new stadium. Well, if this sourcing is correct, and no reason not to believe so, they've already explored the possibility of a new stadium. That tells me a lot. We want to stay here. We want to renovate, but we're exploring at least what, two possibilities, right, of a new stadium.
Well, I think the two possibilities I think are more of the headquarters themselves,
of the headquarters,
which would be separate from the stadium.
But in this instance, they've explored the possibility of a new stadium, but they're saying that they want to renovate. If you're exploring a new possibility of a new stadium, you're looking for a new stadium.
Well, you can't have, you know, plan B. Come on, man.
What you mean? I could look for another job but still want to stay here.
Right,
And let's personalize this. You know, whether it's you or you and your significant other or whatever, once you start talking about getting a new house, what usually ends up happening?
Probably get a new house.
You get a new house.
Or you might get that renovation.
Yeah, you might. Also, it depends on how amenable the housing market is, right? Yeah. If you look around, you're like, damn, man, none of this really hitting for what I wanted to hit for. We might have to settle or be happy with the house that we have. Let's put a little paint up. Let's do a little
remodeling. I will say this. I don't think that's the case. I don't think money is a thing.
That's what I'm saying in that situation.
When I read that, I went, of course. Absolutely. like you're in an apartment, right?
That is true.
As soon as you start thinking, kind of think about getting a new place, you're gone.
I don't think I'm the best person for this.
By and large, let's say
you're not happy with the apartment you in right now. Mm-hmm. They not doing no renovations. They not doing this. They not doing that. And you thinking about dipping out.
Yeah, you're dipping out.
Like you gonna wait around for them to do some renovations, or you gonna weigh your options?
And I'm not trying to say, oh, they're definitely gone. All I'm saying is once you start looking, let's just put it on our own terms in our own little worlds. Once you start looking, pretty dang good chance you're gone.
No, I hear that from the 832. Will they get to keep the name the Texans? The Texans are not leaving the greater Houston area. Let's recall that.
Yeah.
Keep the name Houston.
Yeah. So that's where I am with this. I mean,
they will still be called the Houston
Texans. They won't be called the Woodlands. The Woodlands Texans. Or Katy Texans.
The Sugarland Texans.
The thing that I do also find interesting within this, like just the idea that, you know, Harris County, it does make me wonder, though, like, is the county out of touch here? Are they not, you know, understanding what, you know, is at stake here? Because, look, maybe they are finding some other level of stake. I can't imagine them moving out of NRG Stadium and then placing the headquarters in NRG Park.
Oh, you're saying like just build it all in one place at NRG Park? I think that is a possibility.
Having the stadium, you know, whether it's a renovation or a new stadium at that location, and separate out the headquarters where it's a different building, but that in that part, same.
Yes.
That's one of the things that's being that I read here in this piece, and I'm like,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
That feels like
so
something.
So you think the headquarters is going to be around the stadium?
I think the options are this: they get the refurbish and you know all the incentives that they want at NRG. And then they move their
headquarters.
A lot of NFL teams don't have their headquarters.
Yeah.
Correct. Like I said, out of the 32 teams, only four remain within, have their headquarters housed within the stadium.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times, too, I think if you plan on having concerts and events and stuff like that, that could be a hassle.
No.
Because just imagine around rodeo season. And we had John Harris and Marv Vandermeer come up here to do the show because it's such a hassle.
Yeah.
But if you have it a little bit separated, it won't be that big of a deal.
And trust me, I'm not passing judgment here, because if I was Cal or Hannah, well, I wouldn't be Hannah, but if I was Cal.
You could be Hannah. What
why
you mean?
Like that?
I could be Hannah.
You could be whatever you want.
Well, actually, thinking about Hannah, I don't know that you could be Hannah.
You could be
like
whatever you want.
I feel
want.
Like Hannah's in a different place than you, dog.
I'll put it this way. If I were over there, I'd do the same damn thing. And again, we can argue about, you know, public funding and all that, I usually tend the other way, but what I would want is let's move the whole shebang. Let's move everything somewhere else.
What
and
you
have
wait,
it on
so you,
our turn.
You want the stadium and this, because again the headquarters, and I've been talking about this as the headquarters, and that's my bad, because it's the headquarters, but also an entertainment district around it. Think think restaurants. Think you know shops and all sorts of things outside of the practice facility as well. Right. Like I think that is what they want. I don't know if they'd want all of that and then also the stadium in the exact same place, but maybe you end up in that place.
In a perfect world, what do you think they want, though? If it was perfect, like without all these county rules and stuff, what do you think they would like to do?
In a perfect world, I think what they want is what I would want if I were in their situation, which is a better way to put it. I would want the stadium and the entertainment district and the facility somewhere else that I could have more control of. Because here's the biggest reason, Reggie. There's 10, 11 dates that you would have 60 to 80,000 people at your facility spending money, creating, you know, revenue for all that entertainment district, which I'm guessing you would have somewhat of a stake in, that you wouldn't have if it stays here.
No, I feel you.
You know what I mean? It's one thing to put the entertainment district and the facility somewhere else. How much are you really benefiting from that when the games are somewhere else?
Well, there is something to be said, though, also from the idea of the negotiation for the extension of the lease. I think the lease goes up to 2032, if memory serves.
Yes, it does.
Right? Is part of the negotiation is also maybe some level of control of those things.
I think that's key.
We're now, because as of right now, NRG is not being maximized when it comes to dates of events that come there. And I'm sure the Texans were like, if you allow us to take that and have that within us, we can make more money at that. So I think that, you talk about the control. There is a path to control where they are currently. But again, that falls in with all of the bureaucracy that has existed
and the
within
county.
The relationship with the county as of right now. But when you were talking about like putting the stadium, putting the headquarters and entertainment district all in one place, that's one. Imagine if you have two, which is the stadium over here where we have whatever stadium that we have, when we have some level of control and we have our dates of events and those types of things there. And over here with the entertainment district and we have also an ability to make, you know, generate revenue there. I think that's why I'm like two different places, two parts of the general Houston area and places where you can have commerce in both of them. I think that probably is what I go optimist.
But if you have two different places, you still have no control over here or very little, depending on the negotiation. You still have this entertainment district, which is going to be like a ghost town for 10 or 11 dates.
I don't think that's the case, and especially because our guy Mo Tomlin,
compared to 80,000 people over here?
I don't think so. I got a guy like Tomlin, who's Tomlin. There we go. Yeah. Who came in from Dallas. What they do in Dallas, where the Star in Frisco is what their you know headquarters and entertainment district is.
Yeah.
Ain't no ghost town over there. Like that is popping.
No, what I'm saying on game day. On those 10 or 11 dates.
Sure. And
that's 80,000 people that you could have if there was a stadium there too. Like,
In this district, would you have like a place where you could hold a concert and all that stuff?
I think all that would be in
Do you feel like it would be better, especially during the season where you could have an actual game and at the same time, or maybe later that night, a concert.
I don't know about that.
I'm not saying there wouldn't be anyone at this, you know, this entertainment district and facility on game day. What I'm saying is that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
I think in the perfect world, they would like to build all of that stuff where the stadium is currently is and tear the Astrodome down.
Sure.
And then, but I don't know if that's going to happen, though. So that's, I think that's why they really looking elsewhere, too.
Yeah.
And not to add more difficulties to what this is, but I mean, this has been, these are some of the things that I imagine have made it difficult to this point. You still haven't talked about, you know, traffic and being able to get people to that space. So all these things are things that are being discussed. We continue to follow this, but an interesting piece that came in the Houston Chronicle about where this is looking like. A couple things that I did want to mention when we talk about NBA awards. Obviously, there's, you know, really good basketball happening. The Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 happened yesterday. Western Conference Finals Game 2 going on tonight. And it will feature the newest NBA MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is ultimately voted as the MVP. You see what he did for his teammates as soon as he found out he was MVP?
What's that?
Got them all Rolexes.
Good for him.
He did get them all Rolexes. So shout out to him. But that's been done. And so they'll play tonight at 7. Before that, though, we will get NBA all defensive teams. And this is where I ask you, Lopez. I think this we haven't been tapped in as much into some of these awards because, I mean, look, let's face it. There haven't been Rockets that we've been looking out for. This one, there should be a Rocket that shows up here.
100%. 100%. And it should be first team with Amen Thompson. No, I don't think there's any. Well, there might be a question. I was going to say there's no question. There might be a question.
And that's what I was going to ask you is, like, are you in a place where if you had to put a percentage chance on it, Amen Thompson, first team all defense by the time we get to the evening, the percentage chance of that is?
70. I'm confident.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confident.
All right. Well, we'll looking forward to that. Hopefully, I mean, that's one of those things where I just can't wait for him to start garnering those awards, those accolades, because he deserves it, man. He was incredible this season. Obviously, you could talk about, like, anecdotally, but just – the way that the players talk about Amen Thompson and his brother as well, but him in particular, guys talk about him like he should be a first-team all-defender. And so excited to see if they actually got it, actually will put him on there. Let's see. Some other things that are popping. I did want to mention this real quick, which is, I don't know if you wanted, especially we were talking about Dallas, kind of the hatred there. If you want to have an opportunity to laugh at the Dallas Mavericks, especially as they have gotten a lot of good fortune, or some people might have said a little bit of a thumb on the scale of things to get Cooper Flagg. Remember that when we talk about NBA awards, the NBA Training Trainers Association or Athletic Trainers Association awarded the New York Knicks training staff as the winner of a major award, of their major award.
Because they keep those guys playing?
Well, I guess so. I guess so. The leaders of that particular training staff is a duo who Mavs general manager Nico Harrison fired this past year.
Now, that's not going to make enormous headlines, obviously.
No, and that's why I just stashed it in here. So if you wanted to laugh a little bit, you could.
But in Dallas, you know they're going, okay, now look, there's our that's your boy.
That's when they start nitpicking a little bit.
They start nitpicking every little thing that he did and does.
Yeah, so it's Casey Smith, Heather Mao, if you want to know the names. They win this award. Casey Smith, mind you, had spent 2 decades in Dallas before they sent him on his way last offseason. The man they hired to replace him apparently has already been fired in Dallas as well. So if
all
you just,
them damn injuries.
If you just wanted to laugh a little bit, right? Because apparently Nico Harrison fired Casey Smith because, you know, he just felt like him and Luka and Dirk had gotten too close, too buddy buddy, is what the rumor was in some ways. That dude, he can't make it. Like, he just can't.
But Cooper Flagg to the rescue.
God,
you know,
that's sick.
Cooper Flagg to the rescue. He bought time. Do you not think he bought time?
I mean, no.
Because you could be 10, 15, well, here's 20 the thing. Games into next year.
With the fan base, he ain't bought nothing.
No, no.
With the ownership, I think he is taking enough bullets for them where he had time before that. He definitely had time for it. I just thought that was funny. And again, I know where I am. Houston. If you want to laugh at Dallas, that's a little, just a small thing if you would like to.
Exactly.
If you'd like to. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's try and envision what this Nick Cayley offense might look like. Because yesterday I was doing that and I was trying to build a little bit of a pro and con list. So What are you thinking about what it might look like? And let's go through that exercise next.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.